I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The clapping of arse cheeks. Do you not think that start is like...
I mean, yeah, it sounds like my arse cheeks are not twerking.
Do you know what, the other day I was standing in the mirror
when I'm
getting clapped from the back, getting back shots.
Oh my god.
I'm finished, I'm done. This is it, guys. Thanks for listening to today's episode.
Yeah, 2 seconds in.
Oh shit, sorry, I think I've just...
She's done out here, fam.
I am, I'm done out here.
What have you done now? What have you done now?
What do you mean, what have I done now?
You tell me. You literally just said, what have I done?
Oh, no, I just need my setup. That was it.
That was so... literally like the whole relish thing all over again.
I was getting so annoyed.
I just said, amazing. And you go, yeah, it was relish. And I'm like, oh, okay, what relish were you using? What do you mean, what relish was I using? Like, what relish did you use?
I thought relish was like another word for garnish. So I was just like, is that what she means? Like, what was she asking? What the fuck is relish?
It's just miso soup.
And then I realised it was a typo and I meant to say delish, not relish.
Yeah, and I completely forgot delish was even a word.
Yeah, well,
it doesn't look like a word, does it?
No, because it's short for delicious.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah.
So delish.
I don't know.
I don't even talk like that, but my texting and my talking are quite different. Like, I'll call people hun and babe over text, but never in a million years would I actually use that in real life. I cannot call someone hun. Like, oh, you're right, hun. No, it just sounds so disingenuous to me. Disingenuous, is that a word? I'm not sure. Is a word now.
Yeah, I don't call anyone hun, but I'll call them babe.
No, I don't even call people babes. I call them lovelies.
What? I would only say the word babe if it's like, yeah, babe, or okay, babe. It's yeah. Literally yeah, babe, or okay, babe, and that's it.
No, I couldn't. It's just a yeah
it's
or
It's not
okay
like, it's not like, that's the only situation I would use it in. I don't use it if I was saying like a whole sentence, like, oh, I went to town this morning and I'm doing this now. What about you, babe? Like, I wouldn't use it in that context. I literally just say, yeah, babe, or okay, babe. And that's literally the only time I use the word babe, which is really weird.
No, I don't. I can't do it. Do you call your partner babe or like baby?
No.
Makes me feel...
Do you want to pass me the sick bucket?
I know. Do you get called... Does he call you babe? Ugh.
Nope.
Being called babe and when someone refers to me as my missus makes me want to be fucking sick.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh my
that.
God, it makes
I
me
just
feel
get
sick.
Called, what are the names I get called? I get called Spud. I get called Frex. Just them three, really.
And cat, quite a lot.
Cat, gorge, beaut.
Oh, no, I can't. No, stop. I can't imagine him saying
that's
that.
That's it.
Not for me.
I've recently been calling him sausage dog for some reason.
Oh. I think that's really cute. That's sweet. My thing is darling.
Sausage dog.
Oh.
I don't know where that's come from. Oh yeah, he's been calling me darling quite a lot recently.
I love darling, but I love being called darling in like a posh darling way, not in like, you're right, darling. That makes me feel fucking sick. Oh, do not call so me like darling in that way. I like to be called like my darling. Like my darling.
Berkhamsted darling.
That's it. Not a Hemel darling, no. Two very different darlings.
Anyway, yeah. Hi guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Coffee to Go.
I hope you all had a lovely weekend.
Yeah.
Did everyone enjoy the snow? I know it's been a while. When this comes out, it would have been like a week since it snowed, but did everyone go out and enjoy the snow? Hopefully.
Did you?
Yeah, I went out for pictures. That was about it. I had a very short snowball fight with my mum and dad, and then I called it a day. What about you?
Me, Malik, and Ufa had the funnest snow day ever.
I wanted to go, but there was no way in hell I was driving my car. I couldn't even get my car out the next day to go to work. My dad had to get it out for me. Like, my car is a piece of shit in the snow. Thank the Lord it hardly ever snows in this country, because my car is done out here. We're not going anywhere. Nowhere.
Honestly, it was so fun. We went to the trenches and we walked, we ran, we climbed trees, we played snowball fights.
I bet it was beautiful. Oh, it was up there.
Fun. Yeah, and it was so quiet as well, so we literally had so much fresh snow.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it was so nice.
That's really good. I was so glad when it all got washed away though, because it just started to become an inconvenience.
I don't know, I enjoyed it, but the only thing that I don't like about it, I don't mind driving in it, it wasn't actually that bad, but it's walking in it
when it turns icy,
slipping.
Yeah when it freezes over, and when it's not like slushy, but it's not fluffy anymore, and it's like hardened and iced over. Yeah.
Like 2 years, I don't know if it was 2 years ago or last year, but I was coming around the back of the car and I slipped and I bashed my head against my car boot. And it was fucking hilarious, but at the same time, it fucking hurt. And now I feel slipping in the ice.
I haven't even slipped, and I'm absolutely petrified that I will slip in the snow, because it's just my luck. So I walk like a penguin, and so slow, because I'm so scared.
And everyone's looking at you as well, but...
Yeah. Luckily, though, because we're in lockdown, when it was all like frozen over and I had to go to work, there wasn't that many people out and about, so I thought, at least if I fall, no one's gonna see me, so I won't be as embarrassed.
Oh my god, the amount of cars that got stuck was crazy.
That would have been me.
It took us about 2 hours to get there.
Shit.
Yeah, when it's a 15 minute trip, not even 15 minutes, probably like 5 minutes.
Yeah, that literally would have been me. I just get so scared of driving in the snow, because I just get stuck and there's nothing I can do about it, because what can I do? And I'm so scared of crashing as well, because I slip and slide all over the road. Even on Monday morning when I was driving to work, my car was just sliding from side to side like it was...
Really?
I don't know. Yeah, because mine... I can turn my traction off, but it don't do shit. It still works, so my car literally will not drive, and because of the rear wheel drive, it's just doing madness, doing the snake. It's like, I'm a snake. That's literally my car on the road. It's just, I'm a snake.
Ufa was saying that BMWs aren't good on the road, but when we drove it wasn't that bad at all.
I don't know you said you got a snow button in yours. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
It's the traction thing. I thought that was a snow button, no?
I turned my traction off. I put my car in manual and I put it in like the gear thing, and I put in eco mode because that's supposed to be like the best thing for icy weather. It didn't do fuck all. I was still all over the gaff.
Interesting.
Maybe it's my driving. Like, I don't know.
Maybe. Because
my dad can get my car out.
We didn't do anything. We literally just got in the car, didn't do anything, didn't even do the traction button.
And just drove.
And just left it in normal mode and it was absolutely fine.
You don't live on like a slight hill though, so it's all right for you to get in and out. Whereas if there's the slightest hill that is, the car does not move, I can have my foot down, it does not fucking go anywhere. It just like spins, and the back wheels just spin and spin and spin.
But your dad can move it, so it is probably just your driving, I guess. Anyway, so
I am a good driver, just not when it's snowing and icy.
Yeah, don't comment on my driving because my driving's sick.
We can't say shit about each other's driving because we drive automatic, so it's easy peasy out here.
Yeah, but I used to drive manual, so did
yeah,
you
same. And my gear change, yeah. Our gear changes were smoother than my vagina sometimes. I was trying to think of what to compare it to, and
that's vagina just came to mind. I mean, fair enough. It works.
Yeah, our gear changes were smooth, I'm not gonna lie. It's not a competition out here, we're both great drivers, it is what it is.
How do you remember how smooth our gear changes were?
It's not been that long since you drove a manual. You were driving a manual like a few months ago. We both were. We've not had our cars that long. We've had our cars like 5 months.
Yeah, but how do you remember how smooth someone's gear changes were?
Like, because when
like
it's
into my mind.
Because when they're not smooth, you fucking remember that. You know you're doing right, all of this business when they're changing gears. That's what it's like in my dad's car. Every time he changes gear, it's like,
that's like that in my eldest brothers, but
they do it for like, I don't know.
Both of my older brothers do that, but I don't know if it's because they can't hear anything.
No, it's definitely not because my dad is very good of hearing and he fucking does it. I think it's because that's like the proper way to do it. But I did it in a way that was very smooth and very lovely. And like my dad, my dad slows down by going down in gears because apparently that's how you're supposed to do it. But I'm sorry, I'm not here to try and get choked by my seatbelt.
Oh, I don't do that.
No, I don't do it. He was trying to teach me how to do it.
If I'm going down gears, I would have just put it into neutral.
Yeah, well, no, apparently you can, you can like slow down by going down in gears. But then you're also like,
I never used to do that. I really don't think I'd done that.
No, I don't know what it is, but that's what my dad used to do. And he's telling me to do it. But my dad is his way or the highway. So I don't know if it was right or wrong. But yes, guys.
So what are you drinking?
I'm drinking Earl Grey because it's late and a bitch wants to sleep. I don't want to be up till early hours of the morning. What have you got? No. What brand?
Just Lich. Zettle.
I love it.
I've been looking into a milkman.
For work?
Yeah, because going to the shop in the morning is the bane of my life. I actually hate it.
And you forget a lot of the time as well, so then you've got no milk.
Oh, I forget all the time, yeah. And also, why am I going to waste 10 minutes of my day walking into a shop and getting milk?
When you can have a milkman.
When I can get it for the same price delivered to me.
Yeah, you should get a milkman. And you're supporting like a local business sort of thing, right? You're keeping the milkman going. Because I'm pretty sure there was something about like milkmen not being a thing anymore. So you want to try and support them. No, not as in like, it's just not that popular anymore, I don't think. Because people can get their shopping delivered, so they'll probably like ask for the milk to come in with their weekly shop. Whereas,
yeah, but sometimes you don't want to order a whole foot. Like, I literally just want milk.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not ordering everything else off the list. You know what I mean?
So use milkman services; they'll appreciate it massively. I'd love to do that. Like,
day.
Do they go to like your place?
Yeah. So they drove past, and I ran out. And I start waving at him. Bearing in mind it's snowy and I'm literally running. He looked in his wing mirror. He saw me waving, yeah?
He carried him driving. He yeah, probably so thought, what the fuck?
I won't be supporting that milkman.
It's probably the milkman you're going to get. I don't think you get to choose what milkman
yeah,
you
probably. Well, there's quite a few websites, I think. But actually, I don't know. I haven't actually looked into it. But the website I'm going to use, I can't use because the old company that used to have this warehouse had an account with them. So I have to call up to let them know that they aren't here anymore and I want to replace them. And it's just a bit long, but I'll sort it all out tomorrow, innit?
Well, let me know how you get on. Yeah. And there's no point in me having a milkman. Yeah. There's no point. What?
I literally can't imagine. What? Yeah, why would, like, families have milkmans?
So you can get fresh milk. It's quite a nice novelty to have. They deliver in, like, those cute little glass bottles. It's so cute. Some of my clients get it.
Yeah, but, like, you literally go to the shop, so you may as well just grab your milk.
I know, but it's just a nice thing to have. Like, you get these little glass bottles, they put your milk in it, and then you give them back, and it's just, I don't know, it's very farm-like. I quite like it.
Oh, I've got to give them back the bottle?
It's just, you literally, these glass bottles, you just give them back whenever, and then, because they reuse it, I'm pretty sure. I don't know, because now it's COVID, but...
Oh. That's quite good, actually.
Yeah, it's really good. True. And they have, like, a little seal on top, like a little foil thing. It's so cute.
Oh. Will it stay fresh, though, with that little foil?
Yeah, because you can put it back on. It doesn't stay fresh for ages.
No, but, like, a week?
Oh, mate. I don't know
if
it's
a week.
Well, 5 days? Or, like, a few days, for sure. At least 3 days. Okay. But sometimes you get, like, two bottles for the week. So you open one, you use that, and then you open the other one.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I think, anyways. Most of my clients that used to have used to get two bottles.
I need to look into it anyway.
But, yeah.
Well, yeah, that's enough about milk.
How's your week been? I know what you're going to say. We're all waiting for it.
Busy but good. I'll actually sit to death for saying that. No, we've actually been crazy this week,
which is very good.
Yeah. I've actually got such a boring life, don't I?
No, you don't. You're to be busy in times like this is fantastic.
Yeah, no, we made loads of, oh my god, we had the craziest day yesterday. We made, like, 192 of this, 192 of that, 192 of this, 192
fucking
of that.
Hell.
We done 7 till 7. I was knackered.
I'm not surprised, because you're on your feet most of the day as well.
Yeah, we only have a really short break, because there's no point in having a long one.
Yeah.
May as well get it all done. And then today we just done a fuckload of orders. And then we done a stock check, which was good because there were so many fucking things on that shelf, on them shelves, that weren't on the fucking site, and that's literally just money being wasted.
Of course, because you've got to make sure you've put it all up. But then when you're doing orders,
so
you're packing everything, trying to sort that out, and then doing stock check, and then letting like the VAs or whatnot.
Well,
no.
So, if you buy something from our site, it deduct automatically, but I think what the issue is when so say if they're working downstairs, they're doing orders, and they've got Swedish fish in this size, but they've actually given them a different size by accident.
Yeah,
so it will deduct in one size on the website, but because they've given them a different size, it's obviously not going to deduct that size.
Oh, I see.
Or they accidentally give them the wrong flavor or something. But then I don't know, because there was some stuff where we had like 2 in stock on site, but then we had 80 underneath the shelves.
Oh,
so I'm not really sure what happens, because whenever we get the invoices and stuff, we upload it all from the invoice. I don't know if things just get lost. Fuck knows. I really don't know how it happens.
Yeah,
but I think we're gonna start doing a stock check at least once a month, because we can't do it every week. It that would be just fucking crazy.
Yeah
but at least we've got it all done.
No, that's true.
But how was your week?
That's all right. haven't really done much. I had work training. Haven't worked all that much this week.
I've got training tomorrow.
Do you? What for?
I'm not quite sure, because they send you the like your rota, and it will say what training you're doing, but they haven't been doing it for the last two times. They haven't even sent me the Teams thing.
Oh, they might get one later on. They send them quite late normally.
Oh, swear. Okay.
I think, anyways. I always forget.
I used to get them, like, the day before morning. So I should have got it this morning.
I don't look on my phone until I go to bed.
I forgot. Was it last week that I had training?
Maybe.
I think last week I had training. And I was literally just downstairs, minding my own business, listening to my podcast, making some boxes. And then I got a call from a random number and I'm like, hello. And they're like, hi, Kat. How are you getting on? And I'm like, I'm good, thank you. How are you? And then I clocked out who it was and I was like, fuck.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm literally just setting my laptop up. I'm just having some technical difficulties. And she was like, oh, okay. If you be quick, that'll be great. And I'm like, yeah. So I'm legging it up the stairs. MacBook's not fucking charged. And this charger, Apple, they're pricks, they are. I'll say
they
that
do
right
this
now,
on purpose, I swear.
So I've got, okay, so you could choose out of two chargers. The one that you get with the MacBook, which is the big, like, powerful one, or the cheaper one. And I'm like, fuck it, yeah, let me just go for the cheaper one. I don't need two big ones in it. So I got the cheaper one. Little did I know that when you're on the fucking laptop with it on charge, it'll charge, yeah? But when I take it off charge, low battery.
Because it doesn't charge. That's what mine's very temperamental. So sometimes it will charge, other times it will use power from the power adapter, which slows down my laptop like no one's business. So when I was on my like training today, my laptop was so fucking slow.
That's what it's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Power source, power adapter, battery's not charging.
Yeah. So then it's. I don't know. Mine just does it itself after a while. I just unplug it and keep plugging it in until it starts charging.
Okay. What? I didn't know that was a thing. How fucking stupid is that?
They're robbing bastards, that's why. When I had my old laptop, I had my old laptop for 5 years. I had to buy four chargers because they kept breaking and the chargers cost £80. £80 fucking.
Yeah, but then they've got these little cheap ones, but yeah, they're not worth it. I think I'd rather pay the £80.
But even the £80 ones kept fucking breaking because they'd overheat and then something inside it would like explode or some shit. I don't fucking know.
Oh, really? I haven't had that problem. And it would stop working. At home.
I haven't had it with this one and I've had this laptop for about 3-4 years now. But my old one, it kept happening all the time. It was so annoying. But this one's been alright. I mean, the charger's a piece of shit and the battery doesn't fucking last anymore. But that's a whole other issue.
Yeah, I guess we're kind of saying to you guys, don't get a fucking MacBook because it's a waste of money.
No. They're so expensive nowadays anyway, as well.
We're literally chatting shit.
This is what the people are here for. No, so guys.
I don't think they are. I don't think they want to know about our fucking MacBook chargers. They're here for the X.
That's it. So, last week... We asked on social media for you guys to send in your icks, and then I asked today again, and honestly, we got some great icks. So for anyone who doesn't know what an ick is, so let me Google the exact meaning of an ick. It's probably an Urban Dictionary.
I wouldn't know what the definition is, but how I would say it is it's just something that someone else does that makes you feel a bit sick.
Right, here it is. So according to Cosmopolitan magazine, the ick is a dating term that means you get a sudden cringe feeling when you have romantic contact with someone and become almost immediately put off by them, says dating expert Hayley Quinn. You might feel suddenly repulsed, put off, or cringed out by the person you're dating. That's the ick.
Never had it. I've never, ever had it.
I think the ick has become quite a... it's a recent thing that people have realized you can get this ick, because I don't remember this being a thing when we were dating when we were young.
No, okay, it never used to be like a thing. It never used to be called an ick.
Yeah.
But it was a thing. Like, I used to get cringed out at what some guys would say to me.
That's true.
But we would just never label it as an ick because an ick, that word was never around. It's just
It wasn't a terminology at the time.
Yeah.
But now it's become such a big thing.
There was definitely so many things that guys used to do when I was talking to them. And I used to be like, ugh. Like,
what's your biggest ick? That's so fucking cringe. Would you say?
I gave you loads. Have you got all of mine?
Oh, shit. Hold on. I didn't screenshot those.
Well, I sent in loads and I thought you would have found them funny, which is
why I didn't screenshot any.
You haven't seen them.
I've got one guy's perspective. Which is, but we ask guys and girls, but obviously most guys did not want to get involved because you guys are so boring.
Yeah.
But we have one guy, so, well, we've got two guys.
So the first one we got was long fingernails.
I got so many of those.
Well,
that
seems
to be like a big ick amongst girls, especially dirty fingernails, long dirty fingernails.
Yeah. I like well trimmed. Clean.
Me too. Well trimmed. Clean. I don't want bitten nails. I don't want ripped nails. I want clean, trimmed nails.
Literally, they're going into our vaginas, ladies.
A little nail brush from Poundland, not expensive at all. Little bit of soap. Give it a little scrub at the end of a long day. You know, it's not hard, but long nails are disgusting. Oh no. Ugh.
Yeah.
Long nails not for me. So I had loads of those. One that that's the one I've got there. I've got one that says asking what my body count is after a few days of talking. Childish. So this one doesn't
That wouldn't really give me an ick.
If a boy asked for my body count after a couple of days, I'd be thinking, what the fuck? Like, why do you fucking care? Why does it matter? Why is it any of your business? That would piss me off.
Yeah. Yeah, it would piss me off, but it wouldn't give me an... Like, I wouldn't be like, ugh.
No, but I probably wouldn't talk to them anymore after that.
Yeah.
Because you know what type of guy they're going to be.
Because but it's not really... Like, I wouldn't class it as an ick, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Maybe I've got the wrong definition in my head, even though we've literally just discussed the definition.
No, it's things that make you cringe. If a guy asked me what my body count is, I wouldn't exactly cringe at the thought of it, but I'd be like...
No, yeah.
What's it to you? Okay, so this question doesn't really apply to you, because... But at the same time, I'll ask. So, would you lie to a guy about your body count? Or would you tell them the truth about your body count?
Well, I don't know, because... Unless I've been put in a situation.
You wouldn't know what you'd do. I just wouldn't like to talk about it altogether because what is it going to add to the fucking equation? What's it? Are you going to sleep better at night? So, are you going to feel better about yourself? What's it going to do for you?
Yeah.
I feel like it's a
personally, if I've never actually been asked.
Yeah, to be fair, I've never asked that question and I don't think I've ever been asked.
I've never been in the situation, so I literally wouldn't know how I'd react. But I don't think that you should ever be embarrassed of your body count, and I don't think you should ever feel the need to hide it. But then I still don't think that
it's necessary to be spoken about.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, me too. It's not their business, is it? So
yeah, because what is it actually going to add?
Yeah, literally. I was listening to a podcast this morning and they were discussing how if they meet someone, they'd want to know every aspect of their life. And yes, I agree. But they were even like talking about knowing who their exes are, like following them and talking to them and knowing their body count and shit. And I was just like, why do you need to know and why do you want to know? Like you said... Is it going to help you sleep better at night? No, it's probably going to fucking do the opposite. So why do people get so...
So
why do they want to know that?
When I met my ex, I was speaking to like some of my friends and I was like, oh, you know, do you guys know this, like about this guy? Is there anything you can tell me about him? Because I knew of him, obviously, because he went to school with us, but I didn't know anything like about him. I just knew of him.
Yeah.
So I just said to them, I was just like, oh, you know, I'm gonna date with this guy. Do you know him?
Yeah. But that's one of, understandable. Yeah.
But one of my friends was like, oh, like he gets around. So I was like, oh, okay. I thought he was like a nice guy. So then after I think our second or like third date, or maybe even our, no, it was way after that. It was when we were like actually seeing each other. I just said to him, I was like, one of my friends said, no, I think I worded it like, what would you say if someone told me that? Or what if I told you that someone told me that you got around? Bearing in mind, I was fucking 19 when I met him. So I was like, you know, what would you say? Because apparently I've been told that you get around or whatnot. And then that led him into telling me about like the people he'd been with and what his body count was, which I was so shocked. I was like, okay, I was not expecting that at all. And I was shocked in a good way. However, one person that he told me about, I was just like, okay, great, fantastic. And up until this day, I still think about that. Like, it's literally not added anything to my life apart from the fact it's just made me feel like a bit of crap. So like, it didn't add anything to it. And then when after he was so honest, so I didn't directly ask about body count. I just asked him, what would he say?
But it just came up in conversation. Yeah, so that's what I mean. If someone literally just sat there and asked me, I probably wouldn't tell them. But if it just came up in conversation, which sometimes it does.
Of course.
Then, yeah, like, you're good. So, like, if you're going out with each other, you're going to have to tell each other at some point because it is literally going to come up.
It comes up in conversation. But then this is the thing. So it came up in conversation. He told me or whatnot. And then because he was so honest without me even having to ask, I was kind of like, do you want to know mine? Like, is this something? He was like, no. He was like, no, I don't want to know. He was like, I'd rather not know. Mm. And I was like, okay, that's fine. But like,
Yeah.
So
I definitely think if I was single and I was looking around, I wouldn't want to know.
No, I don't want to know. And I don't have a problem telling mine either. Like, I'm not fussed by it because I don't think you should be embarrassed. But also at the same time, like, going back to the first point, what's it going to add? It's literally not going to add anything. I just think it's a conversation that if it comes up at some point, okay, it does. But I just don't think it's something that needs to be explored in great detail, because if anything, it's just going to cause problems.
Mm.
But anyways, your next ick.
I've got lies.
Yeah, I think I've had that. I've got, I don't know what the fuck this is. Maybe you know this one. Someone said if you drive in the 10 to 2 position. What's 10 to 2? 10 to 2. Is that like on the clock? So when the arms are 10 to 2. I don't know what the fuck that is.
Oh, like this?
I don't know. To me, that's a Superman. I drive like that. I have my arm in the armrest and then I hold the top of my steering wheel.
Yeah.
Is it that?
10 to 2 position on steering. Oh, like this. Literally. Like this.
With both hands holding on for dear life. Yeah, that would give me the fucking ick. Oh, that would so give me the ick. Imagine you get picked up and you turn to the side and he's like this. You ready to go?
Yeah. That, but then when, so whenever I drive really fast, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Just so I'm safe.
Me too.
And Malik does it too when he's driving fast, but he stretches his arms out and it's actually sexy when he drives
fast. But I think the ick doesn't exist when you're in a relationship and in love with that person. I don't think the ick can exist. Like, I just don't think you can because it's, personally,
well, no, because otherwise, if an ick is literally
when you're dating,
it cringes you out and you leave.
Yeah, you but know? I don't. I
or
think
is it just
when
something that cringes you out.
No, I think it's just something that cringes you out. I think the action that you take after it is like up to the person, but I don't think it means you like call it quits. Well, you might if you want.
I do have an ick. I do have an ick with him.
Do you?
Yeah, his toes. I just can't.
No, that's true, actually. I remember that.
I feel so mean. But it's not just him, it's anyone. Like, your fucking toes give me the ick.
Yeah, but I don't know why, because she keeps saying I have ugly feet to the point where someone said to me, I was laughing when she said, you have, sorry, I don't have ugly feet. There's nothing wrong with my toes. Nothing wrong with them. I just have very small feet, which actually... some guy that I went, that guy I went on the date with, he was like, it was so funny how she was talking about your ugly toes. I was like, I don't have ugly toes, just by the way. That's the one thing I'm very defensive over. It's my toes.
Yeah, no, what? Toes, his toes just don't do it for me. But so, whose toes are going to fucking turn you on anyway? No one's.
No, toes don't turn me on, but like, I don't, if I'm in a relationship with someone and I like them, I'm not, like, their toes don't make me feel sick. Or like, I'm not disgusted by, depends what their personal hygiene is, goes back, it's, there's layers.
Oh, no,
to
it's
it.
Not anything to do with, no, personal, I know, hygiene. He's clean as a motherfucker. It's just his second toe goes over his big toe like this.
And his fingers that, crossed.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's just, it's, yeah, not, it just makes you, a bit sick. But did even you, like the nicest of toes
just aren't gonna,
if they
do
still,
it.
I just, it's just toes. I can't do toes. You can ask anyone, like, even my brother, when we were younger, my mum used to, like, have bare feet all the fucking time. And I'd be sat down on the floor and she'd have her feet next to me and I would actually be sick. I just can't do toes. I just can't.
It's just toes.
It's just toes. Anyone's toes. It's not just his. It's just anyone's.
Right, another one.
When you play the fire on mute...
That's his ick with you.
Yeah.
But he didn't realise when ick was. He thought it was something that just, what was it? Something that irritated him or something that...
He's so sad. So I sometimes put up like fire, but it's not just me. So many fucking people do it.
Yeah, I was the one that got you onto it.
There guys out there that find this an ick. But yeah, I just go on YouTube, put a fire on and just turn the sound off because... What, sometimes I have to sound on, but I usually turn it off, yeah, because I'm about to record a podcast.
Exactly.
And he just walks in and it's already on mute. So that's his problem, isn't it?
That's his issue.
At least I don't have ugly toes. The only toes poor I boy like are mine, even with that fat mole.
Yeah, but there's a business for that out there. We know that.
Yeah, we've established that and we haven't worked on it, so...
No, well, work in progress. One thing at a time, guys. One thing at a time. I've got here men that wear flip-flops in the UK.
Yeah. That's not for me.
Is it weird? Because I like a guy in flip-flops. I prefer a guy in flip-flops than I prefer slide. I'd rather a guy wears like nice white Havaianas than wear that guy's... Oh my God, why can't I get my words out? I'd rather
a
guy
that's
wear...
Because...
I don't like sliders. I hate guys wearing sliders. Especially when they've got hairy fucking toes. With socks.
What, and flip-flops and hairy toes are okay for you?
Yeah, because... No, actually, trim the toes. Don't take all the hair off, because it's a bit weird. Just trim the hair so it's not, like, scraggly toe hair. But, like, sliders just push the hair. Like, the hair just, like, you know, gets pushed. I just don't like sliders. Which... I like wearing sliders and I think I look like my feet look cute in sliders, but I don't like guys wearing sliders unless they wear it with socks. Socks and sliders, fine, but sliders with no socks, I don't like it.
Oh yeah, no, I've never seen anyone wear sliders with no socks, to be honest.
Well,
but if they were wearing no socks, I'd much rather them in a pair of sliders than in a pair of
flip-flops. I like flip-flops. No, I don't have a foot fetish, by the way. I do not have a foot fetish at all whatsoever, but I think flip-flops are nicer than sliders. I also think flip-flops are nicer than sliders for girls.
Well, yeah, I prefer flip-flops only because my feet don't fit in sliders, so here we are. So the next one is guys that swear in every sentence.
Yeah, that's not for me.
Yeah, not every sentence. I don't mind someone swearing.
Yeah.
Yeah, not in every sentence.
Wait, we've got potty mouths though, don't we? So.
Yeah, but not in every sentence.
No, that's true. We're not out here effing and blinding everything you say. I've got, if you have white saliva in the corner of your mouth, do not even chat to me. That is disgusting. That's just poor hygiene.
That reminds me of, do you remember the English teacher?
No, don't, because it makes me feel sick. Literally makes me feel sick. Just swallow every now and again. Oh my God. And you know when
I don't think I think it's more than that. I don't think it's because they're not swallowing. I think there's an issue there.
I'm getting goosebumps. But you know when they've got the white saliva in the corner of the mouth? And then when they close their lips and they open it up, there's just that one line that sometimes...
I've never seen young people have it. I've only seen older people have it. So I think
that's
it's
true,
an
actually.
Issue.
Maybe it's like incontinence of the mouth.
So who's this person talking to? Like 80-year-olds?
Or? I'll tell you who this person's talking to because you'll know. So another ick, you'll know. Where is it? Oh, for fuck's sake. Over-organising. If you're going to Costa, why are you looking at the menu the night before? I really like the look of this pink drink. What are you going to have? Oh, I can't even. Oh, my God. Oh, it makes me... My stomach wants to turn at the thought of that. Like, there's nothing wrong with getting excited, but if it's a first date, maybe just keep it to yourself and just wait until you get that intimacy or till things have progressed a little bit to be overexcited. Like, I love people who are overexcited about things.
Nah, I don't think he was overexcited. I think he was just a stingy motherfucker and... wanted to know the price of something, looked it up. Because why did he not want to go to the place that they were originally going to go?
It was
he found it too expensive. So he's going to go Costa instead.
So, okay, this
have
is...
have his little fucking pre-pink drink.
Since you said that, actually, I've got a question that I've heard people discuss before and I think it's interesting. So do you reckon if a man is not financially stable, or even a female... If a person is not financially stable, do you think they should be dating?
That's a very interesting question. I mean...
I'm not saying you need to have millions, thousands. I know there are places that are expensive and some people just can't afford it. And I completely understand that we all have our limits. But if you, like you said, let's say, for instance, this guy didn't want to go have a coffee at this restaurant because he thought... that might be expensive. It was a coffee at the restaurant. They weren't going out for a dinner or nothing. It was just a coffee. And instead he suggested they go to Costa. Nothing wrong. Because actually Costa sometimes takes the piss. Do you think someone should be dating if they...
I guess it depends if... you've got to sort out the date first before you even decide whether you're financially stable for that date. I can be financially stable and go to the cinema, but I may not want to go to a really expensive restaurant on a date because, like, personally, I wouldn't want to waste my money.
No, I'm with you on that, but I'm just, you're right.
I guess it depends what way you're looking at it. If you're just going on, if you're not financially stable and you're making plans to go to fucking Nobu and that Shensha place in Essex or whatever.
Oh, sheesh. Yeah.
Then no, you shouldn't be dating.
Yeah.
But then maybe you can... yeah, but you can date and not go to these expensive places.
Yeah, just, this is the thing. But then also to an extent... yeah, no, I think you're right. Just because I've heard, like, I don't know where my stance is. I think everyone should do what they feel comfortable. Even if you're not financially stable, but you want a date, then that's fine. But you just need to be aware that some people are not going to be accepting of that. Yeah.
Yeah, you can date and do cheap things. You don't have to do expensive things all the time. I wouldn't even want to do, if I was dating, I wouldn't want to do expensive things because why am I going to waste my time doing expensive things with someone that I don't potentially see?
That's very true.
Like, I may not see afterwards, if you know what I mean. I'd rather
you on that.
Because you're getting to know someone. You don't need to be doing anything expensive. No. Once you're with them, then do the expensive things that you want to do.
That's true. Just because a lot of, like, times that I've watched this conversation happen or I've listened to this conversation happen, a lot of women say that if a man is not financially stable, this is just what I've heard, if a man isn't financially stable, he shouldn't be dating, because if you can't financially support yourself, how can you then add someone else into that equation? But I guess that's a very old-fashioned way of looking
at it. Yeah, I'm not really with that because... obviously, it varies from person to person.
Yeah.
But I don't expect the person coming in into my life
to support you,
to allow me, vice versa, to allow me to support them. Like, my money's my money, his money's his money, but we'll share it in circumstances where we want to share it. But if I don't want to, like, I'm not expecting him to be, he's not in my life for his money. I'm not in his life for my money. Wait, what? Yeah.
He's not in your life for your money. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't expect anyone to come into my life and bring me money. Like, that's my choice. But I guess there are a lot of people out there that do expect these guys to pay for their meals and all this shit.
Massively.
So I guess that's what they're talking about. But it's, I've never been one to, if I was dating, I wouldn't feel comfortable with the other person paying for me. Like, I used to hate it when me and Malik were dating back in the day, and he would pay for so much. Like, I'd be like, no, let me pay this time around.
This is what I hate about dating.
Physically would not let me, and I'd be like, no, like, I want to. And then I'd make it a thing where I chose the date next time, and I'd definitely pay for that date. Like, I'd already have it, like, paid for in advance, because I don't like the thought of someone coming into my life and thinking that I'm literally just using them for money, because that's not my intentions at all, and I never ever want that to be my intentions.
I'm with you on
that. I guess so many people are different. I know a lot of girls that expect the men to pay, and that's just,
I find it so, I don't know, so fucking hard.
It doesn't
so
sit well
hard
with me.
I find it uncomfortable. I don't know why. My dad says I'm stupid and I'm silly for it, but I don't know. I find it uncomfortable. But one thing, actually. So if you go on a first date, do you expect the guy to pay?
Yeah. No, I wouldn't. No.
So I don't expect the guy to pay.
Yeah.
But I would like them to, but I always go with the mindset that I'm either going to go half or I'm going to get the whole bill. Like, it's literally not the end of the world, but I do kind of, if they have asked me out, if they have chosen the place, if they have suggested and planned it, I kind of expect them to pay. I still go with the idea that I might pay, and I'm not mad about it. But if they've suggested it and they've planned it, I kind of expect them to. But if I've suggested it and I've planned it, I go with the full intention of paying. But it's just something that, I don't know, I like to hear people's different perspectives, because I know a lot of girls go on first dates.
I just think it's a very...
They do expect them to pay, and I kind of do, at least for that first day. Because if you've asked me out and you've picked the place, I kind of expect you to, because you've chosen it. I would assume you've chosen it based on your budget, on what you want to spend, where you like to go. So then when I suggest a date, or when I say that I want to take someone out, I go with the full intention of knowing I'm paying, because I've picked the place, I know, like, what my budget is, all that kind of stuff. But for first dates, I kind of, I'm old-fashioned a little bit, in the sense that, you know, actually, I would quite like the guy to pay for the first date. And maybe that's problematic in some people's eyes, but I don't know. I kind of
I don't know. I just don't like the thought of expecting someone else to pay. I don't know. I've not been in this situation.
I didn't expect it all the time. Like, anymore. I've been on so many dates where... not on so many dates. Sorry, who am I? Serial dater over here. No, I've been on a few dates where I've gone out for coffees, and, like, he's got a coffee, and then we've ended up talking for ages. So then I get the second coffee, because it's, you know, that I feel like that's an appropriate thing to do. So it's, I don't expect it, but I just think it's quite a nice thing to do. But I'm not expecting it. And but I don't know if it would be a deal breaker for me.
But then why is it a man thing?
Because, as much as I like to think I'm independent and this, that and the other, in my head, ideally, I would still like the man that I'm dating to be the provider. I'm not expecting him to give me money. I'm not expecting none of that. But I would still like him to be the provider. And to, like, I don't know.
I know exactly what you're talking about, because I remember... We always talk about this house party, but the house party,
which one?
You're in the kitchen going, I want my next boyfriend to wash my feet when I get in. I want him to shower me. I want him to dress me. I want him to feed me.
I was highly intoxicated.
Literally, you wanted a fucking full-time carer.
And a husband.
That's what you want.
No, but I just want, like, and once again, this will sound problematic, but unfortunately, this is what I want. I want an old-fashioned husband, in the sense that I want him to be the breadwinner of my household. I want to be looked after, but I'm not expecting him to support me financially full-time. I'm not expecting none of that. I'm still going to work. I'm still going to contribute, but ideally, I want my husband to be the head of the household. I don't know. No, actually, let me retract that statement. I don't want my husband to be the head of the household because I want to make most of the final decisions. But I just want a manly man. Okay, there, I said it. I want a man who can do DIY, who can change the fucking bulbs, who can do work around the house. I want that traditional man in my life, because my dad is like that. I want someone who can be useful. Like, I was listening to another podcast the other day, and they were talking about how one of the women was saying she wants a husband who can do things for her. Because another thing, this is me going off track, so Kat and I have just recently become members of Clubhouse, so we're part of this elite group who are now on Clubhouse. And someone was saying that so she was talking about wanting, like, a husband who's old-fashioned in the sense that he can help around the house, he can do things, whereas a lot of men nowadays don't have those skills anymore because we've just become a bit of, like, a lazy generation. And I'm saying that for myself. I've only just recently started learning how to cook. I can't fucking clean. I can't do the traditional roles that women were once expected to do, although nowadays it's not like that anymore. But I would still like a husband who can do that. So
my next one is Star Wars, but
Star Wars,
this is from someone that I'm pretty sure is obsessed with Star Wars and like Star Trek and stuff. Absolutely lovely guy, used to work with him. I don't think he really got the concept of what an ick was, so I think we'll just skip that one. But possibly Star Wars, maybe. I don't know. I don't know if he meant that was an ick or he got a little bit confused. I don't know. Maybe he knows what an ick was, and if someone likes Star Wars, maybe
that's his ick.
I don't know. Maybe.
So, I have,
because he loves Star Trek, so maybe it is that his ick is Star Wars. I don't fuck know.
Yeah. So if they like Star Wars and not Star Trek, that's his ick. Bless him. So another guy, the other guy I have on here, he said that his icks are rude to waiters, being a messy person, and having bad manners. That's his ick.
One and three, yeah, I agree with.
Yeah, me too. You're messy.
Everyone's messy.
Yeah, and like,
I think everyone's messy. Like, I don't even try to be messy. Like, I do like areas to be clean. But
life happens.
Sometimes you just don't have time, yeah.
Yeah, so it's not that easy.
Like, if there may be a pile of clothes on the chair, but I'm going to sort out that pile of clothes
just a different on the time. Weekend.
So, yeah, it's going to be messy for about 5 days.
That's it. And
but yeah, that wouldn't give me the air.
Ain't shit you can do about that. Although if you go to a guy's house and he's got dirty fucking boxes on his bedroom floor, that's taking the piss a little, isn't it? Skiddy, shitty dirty boxes.
That's bruv.
Men are gross.
Running up the stairs on all fours.
Why do people think that's an ick? I think that's so funny. I do that sometimes. Like, live a little. That's funny. I think it's funny anyways.
Yeah, I can see where it's funny, yeah. But I've never actually seen my partner do that, so I don't even know. I might ask him. Malik, go up the stairs on all fours. Please.
I can imagine him doing it, though, and I just think it'll be funny.
Like, his long legs going...
Yeah. No, That would be funny. That would not be icky. It would be funny. Oh, do you know what? Someone, this doesn't give me an ick, but I've noticed that when I realise guys have these, I'm a bit put off. But it's just a personal thing, so don't feel victimised. Veneers. I don't like a guy with veneers. I'd rather you have wonky teeth than veneers.
Why are you saying don't take this as a personal thing?
Because some... No, not for you. You got compositive bonding. It's different, the fucking thing. I'm just saying, because a lot of people nowadays have veneers.
General.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, I don't want people to feel victimised. Because at the end of the day, I've had plastic surgery. Some guys might turn around and be like, oh, that gives me the ick. And that's fine.
When they stall or they make the gear stick go grrr when it's not in gear properly.
Oh, I don't know why that cringes me out, because it's like inability of functioning.
Yeah.
As in, I guess I'm problematic. I like alpha males, and if you stall your car, that's not that's small dick energy. I'm not here. I can't deal with it. No, when you
can't deal with it.
Just not. Although I love it when they do, you know, when they're driving and I do it sometimes because I have to be my own boyfriend nowadays, so I've got to channel into my masculine and feminine energy all the time. But you know when they're reversing and they push their hand up against the steering wheel and just turn it with the palm?
Yeah.
Wow. Woo.
Yeah,
that does something to me, I tell you. That's a bit of me. Oh, someone said sticking their arm out for the bus.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry, but I'm not going for any guy that's getting on the bus nowadays, to be honest.
No, I expect bring to the table. So if I can drive, I will expect you to drive. Like, it's not for me.
A guy screaming on a roller coaster
with his hands up.
No, I think they mean like, ah! That.
No, that would be finished. That's not for me.
I wouldn't mind someone going, woo!
But then they'd be like, ah!
Yeah, that. I'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh my gosh.
But it's funny because some people just don't react on roller coasters, do they?
I don't. But I enjoy it. But what am I screaming for? I don't want to fly in my mouth. And keep my mouth shut.
Oh, I just go, woo!
Oh my God.
Come on, guys!
I've got a funny story. She won't mind me saying this. I'm sure she doesn't even listen. But you know Sarah? Or Sarah, bless her. Sarah.
Oh, yeah.
We went to Thorpe Park when we were quite young for like the first time ever. And we went on stealth. But she had like a cold, so she had a proper runny, phlegmy nose. And you know how stealth goes like super fast, right? So started, I think her nose was really like stuffy and horrible. So as it took off, a massive booger came out from her nose and just landed on her cheek. Like the actual picture, you can see like there's something on her cheek. You can't see the booger, but you can just see.
Did you buy the picture?
I'm pretty sure I did. I don't know where it is, but there's like, you can just see
memories.
You can just see the booger on her cheek, and that made me laugh so much. But it's such a Sarah thing to fucking happen.
Yeah. And I bet she didn't even give a shit.
No.
I bet she was just like, oh, for God's sake, my bogey's in the photo. I was like, your nan's bald head.
Literally. Oh, God, I miss her. If you're listening to this, hit me up. No, I'm pretty sure I spoke to her quite recently. Bless her. Someone said, getting run over.
Getting run over? Bloody hell.
Can you just imagine a guy goes across the road and he gets gently knocked by a car? Oh my God, the fucking embarrassment. I wouldn't know what to do with myself. I'd get secondhand embarrassment.
But then what if you done that? Like, what if you nearly got run over?
Yeah, but it's different because I'm a girl. I'm helpless. I'm a lady, you see?
Oh my God. Beanies that don't fit and baggy trackies on the bum.
I fucking hate, I fucking hate both of them. The beanies, if you've got a small head, don't fucking wear a beanie, because if your beanie's coming down to your eyebrows and you're having to tilt your head up to look at me, take that fucking thing off. And
some people suit beanies though.
Yeah, some people look lovely in beanies, but
yeah,
it's not for everyone, is it? So
no.
If you're cold, maybe you just put your hood up or something, you know. You can't go wrong with a hood, but a beanie's an acquired taste. And a baggy trackies on the bum. Either do squats, do some hip thrusts, or just buy some trackies that fit. Like, it's not hard. Like, if you're going for the baggy tracky look, that's one thing. But if you're wearing those, like, tapered trackies at the bottom, but they're loose on the bum, not for me. It's just that one. I really
do some hip thrusts.
I can't get on board with that one. I've got a few here. I've got one that says guy sitting on the toilet.
How else do you expect them to take a shit?
Yeah, but imagine them sitting on their toilet.
Squatting? Because that would give me an ick.
Oh my God, because their dick would hang.
Squatting on the toilet.
Don't know. Stop. I don't want to think.
Honestly, I think some people are literally just making up icks for the sake of it. Because
no, but some icks.
How do you expect a man to fucking shit?
Yeah, but like, I don't know. To me, icks are a thing, but I won't drop someone because of an ick. Like, there's a certain. I'm not dating. Everybody knows this. I'm not fucking dating. But there is a certain individual who, you know, gives me the ick until the sun comes up in the morning. But it is what it is. Like, it's. Do you know what I mean?
But yeah, but the thing is, an ick is literally. That definition said.
Something that makes you cringe.
It's what cringes you out so much that you leave them.
Okay.
Or you cut it. I swear that's what it meant.
No. Oh, yeah.
That result.
No.
Result in...
No, it just says it's a dating term that means you get a sudden cringe feeling when you have a romantic contact with someone and become almost immediately put off by them. You might feel suddenly repulsed, put off, or cringed out by the person you're dating. That's the ick.
Yeah, but how are you going to get put off by someone sitting on the toilet having a shit? Like,
you
how
might,
else do you expect
I'm pretty sure for guys, that is a massive ick.
Yeah, but they're talking about literally just shit. Like, sorry.
The actual
just,
act of
literally
shitting.
Literally just sitting. No, just sitting. That person there said an ick when they're sitting on a toilet.
But I'd get secondhand embarrassment of just imagining a guy sitting on the toilet with his legs like really close together and he's like hunched over with his arms on his knees. Like, that embarrasses me. But I don't get the ick, but I get embarrassed by the thought of it. Do you know what I mean? But I don't get the ick, but I get embarrassed at the thought. Like, it makes me cringe, but it's not off-putting. Yeah. It just makes me cringe. But it's only like, I find with me, at least, the ick thing only happens when you're not comfortable or intimate with that person. Because I feel like once you're comfortable and intimate with that person, there's like most things just become funny. I feel like the ick is when you're in the awkward stages of dating, because a lot of things in the early stages of dating are really cringy. But I think that's just because it's early stages. At least for me, that's how
I
feel.
What's your biggest ick?
Honestly, I don't really have like a ick like that, but
I do. And
really early dating, a lot of things embarrass me and they cringe me out, but I wouldn't call them an ick. I'm very easily cringed out by like the simplest of things. So like if a guy, one thing that actually, maybe this could be an ick. If a guy is like talking about money, that makes me feel really fucking uncomfortable because I don't care.
No.
That makes me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But I don't think I have, like, it's not like, oh, when a guy, I don't know, because I've never been in that much of a situation to get really icky. I've been quite lucky. Most of the people I talk to are quite nice, or people that I've spoken to are quite nice. But what's your ick?
Foreskin.
Oh, I should have expected that.
Yeah.
It's not for you.
That's my biggest ick. No, foreskin's not for me, ladies.
I'm not bothered, but hygiene is a very big thing for me. It's got to be.
I just associate foreskin with stinky dick, so.
Which is not true, because I've never had a stinky dick, ever.
Well, I don't know. I've no, neither. Anyway.
Yeah, I have one more. Would you like me to share?
Yeah.
So I have boys that live at home and spend £400 on trainers but don't pay their mum rent. That's someone's ick. I can agree with that.
Yeah.
That's a fair ick to have. Although, I don't judge. Each to their own.
Yeah, because you do the same.
It just, you know.
No judgment here.
It is what it is, you know. So, you know, it all depends on...
You can't force... Yeah, you can't force your parents to make you pay them rent. Like, if they don't want you to pay rent...
I'm not going to... Why am I going to force them? In the plainest form. I didn't ask to be born. The idea, they brought me into this world.
I think the idea of... That's another, like... topic to talk about, actually. Like, there's so many people who think you should pay rent to your parents, and then there's so many people that think you shouldn't. And I'm actually, like, if I have children, I'm always going to, I like the eve, like, I don't mind them both, but I think if you're gonna expect your child to pay rent, I'm not actually gonna use that money. I'm going to save it for them.
Me too. But however, if
so
you're...
That option.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to go with the option where I don't expect them to pay me anything and they can just save themselves.
Yeah, this is
so
a thing.
I guess it depends on the child. Like, if I can see my child is physically not saving, then I'm going to say, okay, pay me rent and then I'll secretly save it for them.
Yeah.
But if I can see that my child is capable of saving... then I'm not going to expect rent and they can just save for themselves.
This is what it comes down to. So as a parent, I hope that I will be in a financial situation where I will be fortunate enough that I will not need my child to contribute to the household. However, I would like to be able to teach them management the way that my parents have taught me, because although I don't contribute to my household, and a lot of people might think that's problematic, I have been taught money management for a very young age, and I have always been smart. Yes,
this episode, by the way,
is super long.
Is literally going to be called problematic because you've said it about fucking 10 times.
Well, this is it.
But yeah, sorry, carry on.
I've been fortunate enough that my parents have taught me money management from a young age. So I've always been smart. I've always saved. And, you know, I've splurged. Yes, I've treated myself and I bought things. But at the same time, I have been smart. And like I said, I have saved. So it's a little bit of both. Yes, sometimes I have taken the piss, but you live and you learn. Like they taught me well. And this is like the other thing is, which I think a lot of people get it wrong. They think I come from a wealthy background. I don't. My parents are both working class. We've just been fortunate. We've just been fortunate that, you know... they both have jobs and they both are in a position where I don't need to contribute to the household. And, you know,
it's not even that they've got wealthy jobs. I think it's literally just their money management.
Yeah, their money management is amazing. And they work very hard. It's not like they have, to an extent, they have high paying jobs, but I think they're classed as unskilled workers. It's not like they're not lawyers, they're not doctors, they're not anything of that kind. You know, would you say manual labourers? Is that... or unskilled labourers? I don't know what you... I don't know what the terminology
is. I wouldn't know.
Yeah, like, I don't know. When I fill out forms.
Your mum and dad, they literally just do anything and everything.
Yeah, exactly. And they've always been very hardworking. So I kind of got that from them. Like... you know, I've just been taught you work hard, you save your money, you're smart with your money, and that's kind of how it's always been for me. So I've just been very fortunate that they've passed that on to me.
Decided
to
nice bags, nice shoes, and a nice pair of tits here and there.
Yeah, and I still save alongside that, and I went to uni. I think as well, living at home when I was at uni was a big help, because I was able to save a lot.
Definitely.
A lot during that. So. You know, anyways, we'll go into detail about this in another fucking episode because this has been very long. But
oh, fucking hell, yeah.
Well, the last ick that we're going to finish on, dabbing, genuinely gave me the ick before.
Well, yeah.
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 Being stiff while dancing gives me the ick. Like, ugh, stiffness. So this was the one thing everyone knows. Maybe you might find out now. I loved unseasoned white boys. Please do not take this in the wrong way. I really like white men at the minute. Even I'm quite liking a ginger, I'm not gonna lie. I think it's nice. I think it's because I have dark eyes and dark hair. I really like blondes, gingers as well. Anyways, so I think because I've got such like a mixed background, I really like just a plain guy. And not saying that to be offensive, but once again, problematic, people find a problem with that. But one thing I don't love is that they can't really dance. So like my ex, sweetest little thing, bless him, but he just, the stiffness was just something else. So maybe that doesn't give me the ick, but it's just a bit like, oh, it's the one thing I have to deal with the sort of men that I like dating, is just the dancing is just not there. So yeah, I guess maybe that...
Malik's not the greatest dancer, but he tries. He does try. Yeah. He loves the little, like, boogie. Oh, he's fucking funny when he dances. It doesn't give me the ick, but it's makes fucking you laugh. Funny.
Yeah.
It makes me laugh so much. He literally... Like, thinking about it now, it's just hilarious. He wouldn't do this anywhere.
Yeah.
But in the bedroom, and he'll just go...
Oh, I can imagine
just that sort
him.
Of shit. It's just so fucking funny. And the then best. When he, oh, it's just funny. He's hilarious.
See, no, I want someone who can like laugh. Hold a wine, you know.
Yeah. That. Yeah. Oh, he can. Yeah. No. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I just. That's. And I'm not asking for a lot. I mean, it's not essential, but it just would be nice.
I was just gonna say, he can hold a wine, but it ends up being something completely different. So it just...
Oh, like the way we started the podcast. Yeah. We're doing a 360.
Literally.
360 or 180? I don't know. 360, I think. A full circle. Yeah, a 360. We will talk to you guys next week.
Thanks for listening, guys. We hope you have a lovely week.
And I hope you enjoyed today's problematic episode. There's plenty more of that. No, there's plenty more of where that came from. Can't get my bloody words out. I've been alone for too long. Right, guys. Have an absolutely wonderful week. Thank you for contributing your icks. If you want to send us any stories, any dilemmas, if you want to send us any questions, anything at all, you can DM us on our private Instagram, our Coffee to Go Instagram, which is all linked below, or you can email us at broomy@coffeetogo.com. And thank you to DJ Elman, who does our music.
Yeah.
You can follow him on Instagram. That's also down below. And we will see you. We will speak to you next week.
Speak to you next week, guys. Bye.
Thank you for listening. Bye.
Thanks.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.